Welcome to the Edge Up Podcast with your hosts Reed and Glenn from Hawaii Trading Academy.
So Reed, there's a lot of people I talk to who's interested in trading here, and one of the biggest, what do you think the biggest misconception or myth that they, you know, automatically ask either one of us when they think about trading in Hawaii?
Do I have to wake up at 3:30 a.m. or 3 a.m. Hawaii time to trade? Because I know that the New York market is open then. And I want to say that is probably the biggest myth or biggest misconception there. It's not a myth. It is true that there is volatility at 3 a.m. in Hawaii, but it's not the only time that you're like jailed in to trade, you know?
Yeah, it's not the only time. I mean, we're in such a unique location, literally in the middle of the ocean. And when it comes to trading or the markets, like, Hawaii does not come to mind. You know, we're known for tourism, beaches, and good food, you know. But being, you know, born and raised here and diving into the markets, I've learned so much, like how I think we're in a position to be benefiting of the time that we're in. You know, we're behind New York 6 hours, behind Cali 3 hours, but also we're closer to the Asia. When it comes to trading in Hawaii, we have access to many different markets, whether you're trading Forex or futures, other than stocks, right? So we know, starting with New York session, we know that the stock market opens up around 3 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time, all the way till 11 a.m. And then we have a Sydney session opening up right at 12 o'clock Hawaii Standard Time, lunchtime, all the way till 8 p.m. Tokyo overlaps at 2 p.m. Hawaii Standard Time, all the way till 10. And then we have London session closing out our day, opening at 10 p.m. So, you know, for those who work your regular 9 to 5, you're able to trade either before work or after work, you know. And you just being able to take advantage of that. People who live in New York, they start their day 8, 9 a.m. That's when the market opens on their end, and then they work all the way until 4 p.m. and they just enjoy their night, you know. And if you feel like staying up throughout midnight to go trade these other sessions, and it's really going to be affecting your sleep and your schedule, compared to, you know, us here in Hawaii, where if you sleep, you know, at 11 p.m. you still got an hour or two after dinner to go ahead and trade, you know, before you go to sleep. So those are different options, and you know, that just really handles that misconception of, oh, you gotta wake up at 3 a.m. though, you know. Yes, to a certain degree that is true. If you are only trading stocks, then yes, you are stuck to the New York Stock Exchange time.
Yeah, and so other markets too, you know, that's popular is the crypto market, cryptocurrencies. And that's beautiful because that's actually a 24/7 market. And you could actually trade that over the weekend. You know, it doesn't close. The thing about that though is it's similar to any other market. I mean, I guess less with Bitcoin, but just keep in mind of volatility. The more traders that are awake and at the market in the world, then the more that it's going to be active. But we've seen no news pop off the crypto market and big news pop off the crypto market. So we just never know when that volatility will come in. But yeah, just keep that in mind. But yeah, stock market, future market, and Forex market, they all kind of follow similar trading market times.
Yeah. Just to kind of simplify it for everyone, if you want to trade Forex and futures, which we do, on a Sunday afternoon, so about 12 p.m., currently Hawaii Standard Time on Sunday, that's when the pre-market opens, and it's like actually you could go ahead and make, you can make trades on Sunday afternoon all the way into, so from that point all the way until Friday at 11 a.m. the market is open. You can open trades on Sunday, close on Friday. They're closed. But just to give you guys a heads up, the futures markets does close for an hour at 11 a.m. and then opens back up 12 p.m. Hawaii Standard Time. So if you are those who will want to be day trading, or don't like holding overnight, then you would have to close. That's just really, really the whole idea is just making this your trading schedule fit the way you want, you know, rather than being at the mercy of the market, New York market times.
Yeah, I just wanted to last thing to add to this whole market timing is Glenn mentioned how the volatility times is London and the New York session. And that's where I find my sweet spot on either or, just depending on my life situation or life schedule. So mess around with both schedules or mess around with if you're only available during the Asian session, you could just test that out. Basically, just test out all the market hours that you're going to be available at the chart because schedules change, life changes, life
Yeah.
events happen, and you're going to have to adapt. And don't stress out if you can't make, let's say you are waking up at 3:30 a.m. Don't stress out if you don't wake up that next morning. You're going to make bad decisions if you're not in the flow with your own schedule. So just keep that in mind when you're choosing the market times.
Yeah, I mean, I gave the 3 a.m. a shot. You know, I gave it a couple months myself, and it was rough, man. It was rough because I'm not an early bird. Some people, they do. They love it. But I think if you are going to go ahead and try to trade at 3, 3:30 a.m., just try to understand that you're going to have to be in your sharpest game, be attentive, fully awake, because you are trading with or along sides of, you know, very smart people, big companies who got a ridiculous amount of money. So, just that's just a thing that I recommend is just make sure if you want to trade that time, go ahead, but make sure you are awake, alert, and you know what you're doing. So let's jump to the second point with trading in ways to trade when you live in Hawaii. Is diversifying your portfolio. You hear this term a lot, you know, Warren Buffett. A lot of people always say diversify, but what does that really mean? The way we kind of translate this is one way is diversifying is trading the different sessions. That's already one way. Two is like have your different accounts. You know, if you want to be a stock trader, but then you're only limited to trading in the stock, New York stock exchange session. So if you want to take advantage of the other times, then go ahead and open up a crypto account or a Forex account with reputable brokers. That way you can go ahead and take advantage of the different volatile times, trading the different global news, trading the different just price action of the different instruments that's offered out there. You know, so if you like, for example, if you have a IRA or your retirement account and you have your long-term holds like the Apples, the Teslas, you know, and those stocks that you're going to be holding for a very long time, have that. It's fine. Let it run. Right. But at the same time, if you want to start day trading or start learning and whatnot, open up a small brokerage account. You know, it'll be confusing if you have like a long-term hold of stocks and then you're going to try day trade stocks. You know, try go into another route, go into futures, go into crypto, and see how what difference that makes. Because what that does is it kind of offsets your risk. Your certain risk on this side with your long-term portfolio, and then on the other side, you want to try trading different instruments to offset or not be too correlated with what you already have. Does that make sense? So like if you're heavy into tech and stocks or AI stocks, it'd be why like go into like trade commodities, trade metals or oil or S&P, like those are different correlated stocks. I mean, it's just a quick uncorrelated instruments. So you could just do a little bit of research yourself and just see what kind of different options you have with creating a non-correlated portfolio.
And the last point here we have is balance and adapting your lifestyle. And what we mean by this is a lot of traders on par with the whole question or the misconception of trading hours. Do I have to be up at 3 a.m. to trade the New York Stock Exchange kind of thing? Is I have to fit my life to trade. And that is probably the most, not the most, but a very destructive thinking to your mental capital and also your physical capital. Because if you're constantly trying to like look at, oh, I'm gonna miss a trade, I'm gonna miss a trade, I have to, oh babe, you know what? I have to put the baby down and I need to go place this trade right now. Or, something like, I mean, that's spontaneous, but what I mean is like, oh, I have to go pick up my child from practice, or I have to go to this appointment. Now I'm on my way home. Now I'm going to speed. I'm going to rush. I'm going to stress out because I have to get at the desk by 5 to 8 p.m. or else I'm going to miss these opportunities. And I think that's, it should be like, okay, my windows, look at things in windows, just like a support and resistance line on the market. It's a sand, more like a line in the sand. I think that's the way you should have a window as well. Yes, be disciplined that you will be trading at a certain specific time, but also be flexible with your schedule. If you can't have a productive evening, shift that productivity in the mornings and vice versa. Test it out, try it out. Specifically, market times. What if you're only available during, or like the when your brain is ready to trade, it could be the only time is Asian session. And that's in the middle of the day for Hawaii. So that's cool. That's fine. You're just going to have to adapt. If you really want, there's a way to make your life fit trading versus making trading fit your life and without having the whole angle of stress and everything.
I want to add something to that.
Yeah.
If you're a trader who is starting out and not really sure on, what kind of style or lifestyle you want to have that'll fit your trading approach, like what kind of trading approach does fits me, right? That's where we come in. We can help you with that. We can help identify your character traits and what kind of schedule you like. And recommend some a track with what kind of trading style you would that could kind of fit you. So that's really key right there. It's just like you have your schedule, you have your life. What I can dedicate this amount of time to trading. Okay, we can help you with that, help you identify that. But to wrap this up, I mean, I think we concluded. Like trading from Hawaii just does offer unique advantages. We do have access to the different market times. Plus, we got beautiful beaches. Okay, so you could trade in the morning, go to the beach in the day, trade London session in Tokyo at night. Bang. What more can you ask for, guys?
Yeah, I just gotta say that too. Like, that's one of the best aspects about trading in Hawaii because we have the entire day to ourselves. Again, the volatility is happening mainly in the mornings at 3 a.m. to 10 a.m., followed by later evenings, 10 p.m., 8 p.m. to like 4 a.m. Hawaii time. So we have the entire day to do errands, beach, enjoy, whatever. So it's
Absolutely.
pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, just to kind of wrap it all up at the end of the day, like, yes, it's possible to trade in Hawaii, but also the more important thing is to make trading fit you. And with that, Thanks for listening to our podcast, guys. For more information, click the links below.
Whether you're looking to improve your trading mindset and growth, we'll provide you with the tools, tips, and inspiration you need to make your next breakthrough. So tune in and let's edge up together.